Hey, the Bullies are just going along very, very nicely. Won two of their first three. They sit just outside the eight. They're developing a team that hopefully is going to be able to compete for the big prize in a couple of years. Jordan Roughhead, central to all of those plans, and he joins us on the show. Good morning to the show, big fella.
Yeah, good morning, fellas. Pleasure to be on.
No, great to have you with us. What a test it is for you this week. Here at home, Sunday night, or Sunday afternoon, twilight game against the Adelaide Crows.
Yeah, certainly. They're flying at the moment, the Crows. They had a great start to the year, and their midfield and forward line have really got on top in their last few games. So it's going to be a big challenge for us, but we're pumped to be back in Melbourne and back under the roof at Etihad. So hopefully we can take it right up to them and get away with the 4 points.
Hey, Ruffy, how have you recovered after that clash down there in Tasmania against the Hawks? They're a powerful unit, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. They're one of the best teams in footy, as we all know. And a few of our boys came up a bit sore. Unfortunately, lost a few to injury, and we lost them early, which meant that a few of the guys that weren't used to playing big minutes were forced to play those big minutes. But I think everyone else has come up really well, and get into a main session today and build into Sunday Arvo.
Andy was talking before you came on about your relationship with Talia and how you're forming that sort of association, but also one of the mainstays of your back six, Dale Morris, is out now for a significant period of time. How will that influence the back six and how you gel together?
Yeah, it'll be interesting. I mean, Bevo came across from the Hawks and he brought a different sort of mindset in terms of his defence, which is something that as a defensive line we've really embraced this season and we've learned to play it pretty well together. So as you say, losing Moz is a pretty big loss for us. He's been a central figure to our defence for years now, probably more than a decade now. So it's a tough loss for us, but we feel like we've got the depth in guys like Fletcher Roberts and Joel Hamley, who are playing some great footy at VFL level, and hopefully they can slide back into the team and we can get Matty Boyd and Easton Wood back as well. They both missed last weekend through little minor injuries, so hopefully we can sneak them back in the team and get a defensive six or seven that's really strong.
What is going on in the modern-day AFL gymnasium? I'd never heard of blokes doing pectoral muscles, and now we've got a couple in the first 3 weeks of the AFL season. He's done a pec as well, Dale Morris.
Yeah, I got into Moz a bit. I reckon he throws a bit too much weight around the gym.
Right.
He's too strong on the bench press, so he's under a bit of strain, but just an unlucky one. I think he copped a hit at the wrong time when he was in a bit of an awkward position, and yeah, I didn't even know until halfway through the second that we'd lost him. So it's a bizarre one, but hopefully his recovery is pretty smooth, and he'll be back in eight weeks.
They're tough ones to come back from the old pec.
You're particularly obsessed about your pecs.
Well, when you get older, you just tend to just sit around, get on the bench press, and punch them out.
You like having a bit of man breast type activity through the T-shirt, don't you?
Shag a little bit, which is not good, Jordan. It's Andrew Gay here. Good morning to you. But
good
just,
morning.
You got the Adelaide. We saw what happened with Patrick Dangerfield with what Melbourne did to him. Do you look at that and say, well, here's a former held him to 16 possessions and somewhat ineffective. Do you guys look at that and try and replicate that with the personnel that you have?
Yeah, I think you have to look at it. Any time a team uses a tactic that works, you have to certainly look at it and consider it. I'm not sure how our match committee see that and whether we're going to go in with the same tactic. But
who would get that assignment?
Oh, it's an interesting one because Mitch Wallace was was used as the run with last year a bit. Obviously, he's going to miss this week. But Liam Pickens probably the other one that's had the role before, and he's the sort of guy that you probably. Anyone from any other club probably hates him, but he's one of our most loved teammates. So he might get in there and get the chance.
Well, while you're on sort of matchup duties for us, who gets Taylor Walker out of the big tall defenders down there?
I think we'll be rocking off not to get him, mate.
Right.
He's probably how we'll go about it. No, it'll be either probably myself or Michael Talia. We're not really going with direct matchups at the moment. We're sort of using a defensive mindset that we play on. Play on anyone, whoever comes to us, we're happy to play on. So, obviously, big Tex and Josh Jenkins is a big boy as well. So, we're going to have to share a bit of time on both of them.
So, you're just assigned a territory out there in the defensive part of the ground, and whoever comes your way, you pick them up?
Oh, not so much, but we're just trying to make the game easier for each other. In that we don't really want to get what we call caravaned around and too obsessed with one opponent. We just want to get in the most dangerous space and take the opponent that's looking like he's the most in the most dangerous position.
That's just entered our
caravanda round.
We've never heard that one before. Around. We don't want to be.
Yeah, you'll be able to use that again.
The caravanda round. There you go.
So what does that explain to us? What that means? I mean, I think we got a bit of an idea, but just tell us what it actually means.
Yeah, well, it's just getting so obsessed with your direct opponent that you almost don't see what's happening around you, and you can't make a handover with another defender or another teammate that's just going to make the team defence a lot easier for both of you.
You
end up running a lot of extra Ks, and generally it doesn't work anyway.
Okay,
you could get sponsorship. You could be just J-code from now on, Jordan.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind that.
The Jayco General. Jayco General.
Yeah, something like that.
Is that type of terminology, is that one of the coach's favourites? Is it the player? How does a saying like that come about?
I think it's come from the players. Michael Talia used to be affectionately known as the Jayco. So,
right. There you go.
He has shaken that tag, so it's good.
And you've clearly embraced this now. I mean, your early days, you were sort of tried, you know, obviously in the ruck, and you were thrown forward occasionally. You've now accepted the fact that this is going to be your lot for, you know, unless something seismic changes at the footy club, this is going to be your role at the footy club?
Yeah, to be honest, I just want to be playing AFL footy, and I don't really care what part of the ground I'm playing on or what my role is, but yeah, I just want to help the team as much as I can, and at the moment that's in defence. Whether in the future I'll get a chance to run around in the ruck or up forward again is yet to be seen, but as I said, I just love being out there and doing what I can for a team that I've always supported and want to see get some success.
Hey Jordan, we have a Fast Five segment. We learn a little bit about yourself and perhaps about some of your teammates as well. Actually, before we get in, were you a basketballer as well?
I was, mate, and I do have to ask you, can you see any Antonio Spurs get it done, or are you in a bit of strife?
I think they're got a few issues. The Clippers are looking sharp. Did you see Aaron Baines just get posterised a few times the other day?
Oh, no, I didn't. I'll have to have a look.
Jump on YouTube.
The big fundamentals still getting it done, so I reckon they're a chance.
Big fundamental. Tim Duncan, he is across it. I'm loving what I hear here. Fast Five, I'm going to ask you five questions. First thing that comes to your head, just give us the first answer. You ready? You up for it?
I'm ready. I'm pumped.
I like it. Here we go. Who is the most likely to cry at the movies?
Cry at the movies? Ethan Wood.
Most likely to fall asleep during the coach's address?
Definitely Lin Jong. Haven't seen him awake in 5 years.
Who's got the toughest dog in the kennel?
Clay Smith would like to think so.
What's he run with? What sort of?
He's got a couple of stuffies, mate. So pretty unique in that regard. Yeah.
Who spends the most time in front of the mirror before a game?
Marcus Bonampelli. Got to get the headband right.
Right. And the tightest teammate, one that just when it comes to opening up the wallet is a bit shy.
Jack McRae. That won't even hurt him. Sadly, he knows it.
No hesitation.
You're a good man.
That is very well done.
There's a lot of love for you coming off the SMS machine, and it's easy to hear why. Thanks for joining us, mate. Good luck on Sunday. It's a huge test for you. We know that if you go down, you'll go down swinging, but let's hope the 4 points find their way to you and your teammates. Thanks for coming on the show.
Yeah, cheers. Thanks very much, fellas. It's been a pleasure.